7:25. Fun for the weekend is Trick or Treat weekend. Joining us now, Ambassador of Fun from the Kenosha Area Convention and Visitors Bureau, Meredith Jamisco. Good morning.
Hello.
Well, here it is, Trick or Treat time, and it's going to be an interesting weekend as far as Trick or Treat goes. But still going on, lots of other stuff too. So what do we got, Meredith?
That is right. You can enjoy the Haunted Trails of Hawthorne Hollow on Friday, and this is at 880 Green Bay Road. And there are two times for this, 5:30 and 7 p.m. There'll be hour-long hikes, and you can explore the woods on this guided hike as scary stories, local lore, and more are shared. And it's $15 per adult, $10 per child. Group size is limited, so you should register in advance by calling 552-8196. And also, Hawthorne Hollow is promoting the perfect gift they have as the holidays are approaching, and that is the maple syrup, 100% pure maple syrup that they tap, produce, and bottle right there. You might not know that they also sell it. So, yeah, $12 a bottle, light, medium, or dark you can choose from, and support the local nonprofit that way. And if you're interested, you should give them a call. And then a reminder that Kenosha Public Market's indoor season is underway on Saturdays, 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. are the hours at this time of year. And it happens inside Lakefront Dugout at 620 59th Street in downtown Kenosha. And one of their newest vendors is the Soft Wave Fish Company. And this company sources some of the world's best fish purveyors and partners to bring the freshest seafood to the Midwest.
Nice.
And yeah, cool new vendor. And also keep in mind, you can also order online anytime between Monday noon and Thursday noon, and then you pick up your products at the market on Saturdays. Many vendors have their products available that way. And brand new, they now have gift certificates available just for the online store portion, but that is a cool gift idea. And one of the Halloween specials at our restaurants on Saturday is at Iguanawana Mexican Grill and Tequila Bar. That's on 76th Street, 9080 76th Street. All kids under the age of 10 eat free on Halloween, and that's for lunchtime or dinner time. And they should wear their costume, and it's one standard kids' meal per adult entree. And I got a phone call yesterday from one of our streetcar fans, Bob, and the Halloween Pumpkin Orange Streetcar will be running Saturday and Sunday, all decorated for the holidays, and that's 10:35 to 6:15 they run on the weekend, and the fare is $1 and under. They are limiting the passengers right now, and of course, just like everywhere, you should wear your mask. And then also only a few days left to get your pumpkins at Jerry Smith's, so head on over there.
Yeah, it's cool. Coming up on the end of the whole Halloween. Then we go full-on holiday after that. Lots of good stuff. Get out and enjoy it. Meredith, I need more. What do I do?
You can go to our website at visitkenosha.com, where we have all the details on these activities and many more things to see and do and eat and shop at in Kenosha.
I better see a lot of pictures of those trick-or-treaters and turn them into Meredith. Why should I do that, Meredith?
That is right. We only have a few entries so far. We have our Picture Your Kenosha Photo Contest. You could win dinner for two at a local restaurant and see your photos being used by us.
She is our Ambassador of Fun from the Kenosha Area Convention and Visitors Bureau. Meredith Jamisco, enjoy the weekend, okay?
Thank you. You too.